that we know that you're our God and that you can protect us and you can guide us. God, thank you for this time that you've given us to come together to worship you, to learn a little bit more about you. Thank you for the sacrifices you've given every single one of us. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Let's sing one more song and we'll have our lesson. These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of phantom and darkness and sword, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. Year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as wide in your word. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. So lift your voice. It's year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
Thanks. You can be seated. So tonight I've been given the task. I know if you've been attending this class, you've been talking about the Ten Commandments. And I've been given the task to talk about what it means to honor your father and mother. What does that look like? What is he saying in the Bible when it says honor your father and mother? Well, that's what I want to spend about 30 minutes discussing here. What I think it means, what I'm seeing in the scriptures, what I'm seeing in the word that God has given us. You know, we find many scriptures that deal just with this idea of honoring the father and mother. If we look at Exodus 20:12, it says, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God has given you. Ephesians 6:1-3, children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. And then Colossians 3:20. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Now, most of us, hopefully in here, understand what it means to obey, right? Hopefully we understand what it means to obey. Hopefully that's out of the way. I'm hopefully taking a step that you already know what that means. So I'm not really going to talk about obey. But I want to hear your thoughts, and you can shout them out, and I will repeat them so that everybody will hear. I want to know what your thoughts are. What does this word honor mean? What do you think it means to honor someone? Anybody?
Give preference to.
Give preference to. Okay, Katie.
You make a
Okay? You make them proud. You make them excited. Yes. Respect. Mark.
To lift up.
Anybody else? What? Responsibility. Someone that we might honor probably has a lot of responsibility, right? Well, I think we're all right. All those definitions are correct. Spent a little time in the dictionary. Yeah, that was the first resource I went to. But the dictionary definition for the word honor says that when we honor someone, we admire them, we submit to them, we dignify them, and we respect them. You know, those are some challenging things, aren't they? They can be. Can we honestly say that, let's not even think about our father and mother here, but can we honestly say that the people that are the most important to us, or the people that we should truly be honoring, can we personally say without a doubt that we admire to them, we admire them, we submit to them, we dignify them, and we respect them? I can honestly say no. And that's wrong. That's something that I personally have to work on. You know, these are attitudes as well as actions, right? The Hebrew language defines honor as something heavy or weighty. To give honor is to give weight or heaviness to something. When we honor someone, we will do what? We will obey them, right? We'll obey him or her. Here's what I think is important about this verse. The first thing that I think is important. You cannot have honor without obedience. And I don't think you can have obedience without honor. I hope you'll agree with me on that. You know, as we heard from the verse earlier, God commands children, so we are all children, whether we like it or not. Even though we had a birthday, he's still a child, right? We are God's children. Children are to honor and obey their parents. Obedience is the automatic response to the honor. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians 6 that the command to obey your parents is the first commandment with a promise. Remember? I'll read it again. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Now, here's the next thing that kind of stuck out to me. We are often told to do something, right? In our world, in our society, we're often told to do something. But how often are we also told what reward we will get if we do that something? Now, I'm not talking about we're told to do, you know, go to work. If you go to work, you're going to get paid, hopefully. I'm not talking about that kind of something. I'm just talking about these things of honoring your father and mother. And maybe you're still a little confused where I'm going, but you'll understand here in a second. But I think it's important to know that we're not always told what promise we're going to have. And so to me, by God saying, this is the promise that you have so that you may go well, or so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth, apparently it was important to God that we understand this. You know, God gives us a very special promise that we can look forward to, enjoying when we honor and obey our parents. This promise has three parts. So now I want to break down this little promise that we're looking at, because it's important that we understand these three parts to understand truly what it means to obey and honor our father and mother. The first one is that it may go well with you. God promises that when you obey your parents, things will go well. What does that mean? What do you think it means that it may go well with you? What thoughts do we have? Shout them out. Yes. Okay, things are in harmony. You won't get grounded. Okay. I got grounded a lot. What else?
Peace in the home.
Peace in the home. Peace in the home. Nolan, did you have one? Okay. Yes, Katie.
You won't get in trouble too much.
Okay. Anything else? I'm leaning more to that one back there. Peace in the home. But anybody else have one they want to share? Love in the home? Yeah. Yeah, learning from other experiences, right? You know, what I think it's simply, I think it's very simple what he's meaning here. That it may go well with you. This means very simply that your life will work. I think it's easy as that, that your life will work. But you need to understand, it's not always going to be perfect, is it? It's not going to be perfect. It won't always be perfect. But when you look at the whole of your life and the things we are doing, we will see that things are going well when we have that honor and that obedience and that respect to our parents. You know, the second is that you may enjoy life on earth. You may enjoy life on earth. I think this one is a very big one. Because to me, in the society we live in, people's views of how they enjoy their life on earth are not really correct. Would we agree? Amen. They're not really correct. This one's only for the parents, this question, because they're older and wiser, and I'm not even sure I can answer this question. What does that mean, that you may enjoy life on earth? I would like to hear from some of you wiser people in here. I'm watching my terms. Because you've been through a lot more than we have. What does it mean to enjoy life on earth? Who wants to share? Yes? To be content. Okay? Was that harder or easier as life went on? Easier as it went on. I think I saw a hand way back here.
Receive blessings.
Okay.
Enjoy the earth.
Enjoy the earth. Okay.
I think that you can understand it both from as when you were a child under your parents, and then when you had children of your own, and especially when they're opposite. For example, I didn't have the kind of home that I would like to have had.
Mm-hmm.
Very calmness to know that when there's a problem, someone's just a phone call away.
Yeah. Did anybody in here live during... Oh, I've got some way back here that are waving.
Well, I think you'd be less likely to be foolish. And a lot of times, foolish things can end your life.
Uh-huh. Okay. Foolishness. Was there anybody in here that lived during depression time? I might be reaching. Okay. I want to ask you a question. I'll make it simple. I'll make it simple. I don't know a lot about the depression time, but I remember my grandparents telling me things about it. I remember, you know, reading about it. How hard was it truly to enjoy life during that time?
You go hungry. That's the ultimate of depression.
Okay.
Not for days, but hungry.
Mm-hmm. And I bet during that time, that's when you're really focusing on God, wasn't it? Right? Was that the time you were focusing on God? You were focusing on that family?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody else want to share? No? You know, I think we're all right. What I'm trying to get here is that I think as years have gone on, our thought of how we may enjoy life on earth has just moved a little bit. It's moved away from where it needs to be. And we got to get back on track on that. You know, to me, that you may enjoy life on earth, to me, is living those experiences, such as maybe a depression. Hopefully we never see anything like that again. But living those during those times with our family, with our father and our mother, they're helping us and supporting us. You know, God also promises that when we obey our parents, we're able to enjoy life. And I think there's days when nothing is that much different by us simply enjoying life. But I think there's days where work seems less demanding. Things aren't as going the way they should be, right? We have those struggles. But God promises when we obey our father and mother is when we will enjoy life. It does not mean we will have all the money that we need to succeed. It doesn't mean we'll have all those earthly things out there that are our world's trying to tell us that we need to have to enjoy life. It says we will simply enjoy life. And I think what it means simply to enjoy life, it means simply enjoying life with family, with your father and your mother. You know, we'll find that our attitudes and actions of honor and obedience toward your parents will result in a more enjoyable life overall. You know, the third is that we may enjoy long life on earth. That we may enjoy long life on earth. God promises that when we honor and obey our parents, we will enjoy a long life on earth. Now this one, I'm going to be honest with you, a little confusing, isn't it? It's hard to understand, okay, what does he mean there? I was struggling with it. But here's what I think. Here's what I think it might mean. I'm not saying I'm right. I could be wrong. But this is what I think. I think it likely means that God has a perfect amount of time for each of us to live on earth before we go to heaven with Him forever. He says our days are numbered, right? We see that in Psalms 139:16. When we live a life of honor and obedience to our parents, that life will not be cut short. That's what I think it means. So now that we've kind of broke this down and we've looked at this, I wouldn't be fair if I didn't tell you, if I didn't give our teens and adults some ideas on how I think we can work to obey and honor our father and mother. Right? That wouldn't be right of me, right? If I just said, well, that's all you get. Have fun. So, this is what I came up with. I came up with 5 things that I think each and every one of us can work on to do this thing that we're talking about, honoring and obeying our father and our mother. And I want to share them with you. I think the first one is be responsive. Be responsive. This is what it says. When your parents ask you to do something or not do something, respond to them immediately and fully. Don't wait until they ask several times and are tired and frustrated. Don't do only a part of what they have asked you to do. And don't stop doing only part of what they asked you to stop doing. Let them know you hear them and value their instruction. Be responsive. Can be difficult. I have problems with that one. Does she have problems with being responsive? Yeah, okay. Oh, I can give you copies of this. Found it right online. Number 2, be thankful. Your parents work very hard to provide food, a bed, a roof, and other things for you. They train you and protect you. It is easy to take this for granted, but don't. Think about every small thing they do for you and honor them by thanking them on a regular basis. Listen to this. Believe it or not, they are not perfect, but they love you very much and are doing their best to meet your needs. Be thankful. Number three, be helpful. Don't wait to be asked to help out. Honor your parents by offering to help them on a regular basis. This can be simple things like helping them with dinner, taking out the trash, cleaning up your room, doing dishes. Here's the key. Always be looking for things that you can help do without them asking. And then the last two. I save them last for a reason, because I think they're the most difficult, and I think they're ones that, as a teen, you probably struggle with. I know I struggle with this one. But listen, number four, be open. Honor your parents by communicating with them. Talk to them and listen to them. Tell them about the good in your day and share with them about the hard things you go through. Ask them questions. Be willing to talk to them when you're upset and things need to be worked out between you and them. Be respectfully honest when you feel misunderstood or when you are upset about a decision they've made. Give your parents a chance to hear your heart and to work things out with you. If they don't hear from you, they won't know what it is in your heart. Remember, they were kids once too. Maybe they'll understand better than you expected. Trust their love for you. So be open. And the last one, be forgiving. You know, God asks us to be forgiving, doesn't he? In every instance. But here's what you need to understand. Your parents are not perfect. Yes, I said that. Your parents are not perfect and will definitely make mistakes sometimes. They may forget something that is important to you. They may get angry and lose their temper. They may not do something you want them to do. May seem unfair. May misunderstand you or even blame you for something you didn't do. Remember, none, absolutely none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. Honor your parent by being forgiving toward them, and remember that they are doing the best they know how to do to take care of you. If you ask God, he will help you forgive them when you are disappointed or upset. So, first one was be responsive, be thankful, be helpful, be open, be forgiving. Now I have to be honest with you. This was the most difficult part in preparing for this lesson. Breaking that down, that was easy. That right there, it was fairly easy. But I'm about ready to tell you something that could be hard for some of you. You know, there's not very many times in Scripture where I would say there's an exception. You know what I'm talking about? We read something in Scripture and there's not many times where we say, yeah, that's true, but that's only true as long as something else happens. That's the type of exception I'm going to share with you. This thought of honor your father and mother, to me, there's one exception that you need to be aware of. And this could be difficult for some. And if it's difficult for you, then it's something that you need to talk to someone about. Here's what that exception is. An exception that I want us to understand is that one or more of us may have a very difficult time at home with our parents. Listen to this. Some parents do not follow God's good plan for their life, and as a result, the parent becomes lost and confused. In their confusion, they may start to drink too much. They may be angry a lot. They may even become abusive. And what you need to understand is God never wants children to be abused or to be forced to do things that are bad and not according to God's plan. That's the only time there is an exception to this rule, is if they are trying to get you to do something that is not according to God's plan. If you are in a situation like this, you need to talk to another adult or someone in your family or someone here at this church. You need to come talk to me. You need to talk to someone you can trust, and we'll see what we can do to help you. God is always watching and always loving you, and He will show you what to do. You don't have to suffer alone, but that's the only exception. And that's a tough one to swallow, isn't it? It's very tough. But more importantly, out of everything we've discussed, I want you to understand one big thing. God has given your parents to you to protect you, to help you make good decisions that will enable you to grow up wise, strong, and happy. They really do know what's best for you. It is important to listen to them, to follow their training, even when we are having trouble understanding their instructions. God knows that it can be hard to honor our parents and to live under their authority and obey them. It's not easy. I think all of us in here can agree with that. It's not easy. But He wants to help us succeed in this area. God knows that when we recognize, this is another important point, when we recognize the authority of our parents and then respond by honoring and obeying them, our hearts, minds, and spirits will be free to recognize and honor His authority. God also knows that someday, some of you already are, but knows that someday one of you is going to be a parent, if not all, a leader, and you will have authority and will lead others. And if you want to be a good parent or leader, you must first learn how to honor and follow the authority God has placed within you. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy honoring our father and mother, but it can be done. And sometimes it takes being that exception to where we don't honor them. And other times it's asking for forgiveness when we need to from our parents. I want to give two challenges and then I'm going to wrap up. First challenge is for the teens. Tonight, I want you to tell your parents you love them and that you're thankful for what they've given you. Because it's a blessing. It's a blessing that you're here right now. And parents, I want you to tell your kids that you love them and that you're thankful that they're here. Because they deserve it too. And I think sometimes we forget to tell them we love them enough. You never know when it will be the last time. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for our parents. Thank you for the wonderful promises that you've given us when we honor and obey them. We know we fail in this area. We know we're not perfect. But you died to forgive us, to free us, and to give us the grace to live in a good and successful way that you designed us to be. God, truly help us to obey and honor our parents more. Help us to be more obedient, more thankful, more helpful, more open, and more forgiving towards them when we feel like they've done wrong. God, help us to understand that when we are honoring and obeying you, we are honoring and obeying our father and mother as well. God, it's not an easy chore. It's not something that can easily be accomplished. But I know that every single one of us in this room, we can sure do it if we try hard. And we allow you to lead the way. God, some of us in here might have had a fight with our parents this week. And if we did, it's my prayer and my hope that that fight can be talked out and be resolved before we go to sleep tonight. And if there's those in this room that need to have that talk, please give them the courage and the strength and the power to do just that. Because we know that's exactly what you want us to do. God, thank you for sending your son to the cross to die for our sins. And I hope, just like we honor our father and mother, we'll honor you, the one who deserves it. Thank you for bringing us here. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.